Unemployment issues aside, the COVID-19 pandemic has been difficult for thousands of Oklahomans. People have lost jobs that supported their families and are unable to find anything that pays more than half their former salary. Others are picking up as many extra jobs as they can, no matter the risk of infection, to make up for a partner's pay cut. Some are struggling with the mental health impacts and languishing on suicide watches for weeks. Those are some of the stories Rep. Forrest Bennett, Democrat of Oklahoma City, got ahead of an interim study this week on employment issues related to the coronavirus.
I know it'll shock some of you, but I say this as a Democrat. I don't believe there's a government solution for everything. Pause for laughter. What I do believe, especially after listening to folks across the state, is that public policy can make or break a family if the circumstances are just right.
Bennett says some of the policies lawmakers should consider to make the next crisis more bearable include restoring the earned income tax credit so low-income families have more money to spend on essentials, exploring ways to offset child care costs, and establishing a paid leave benefit program so people who get sick or must take time off to care for family don't lose their job and often their health insurance with it. Nicole Poindexter with Oklahoma Policy Institute explained during Bennett's interim study, many Oklahomans who need paid leave the most don't work for employers that must offer it. Several states have set up employee paid programs. Money comes out of their paycheck, costing most employers nothing. Poindexter says workers with paid leave have better morale and are less likely to need public benefits.
Employees that have paid medical leave can stay home and take care of their families in times of need. They don't need to apply for SNAP or TANF or Section 8 or any of those programs because they have the money to pay the bills.
Many Oklahoma employers don't even meet the threshold for unpaid leave required under federal law. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.